time for the Famous Anime Podcast. Today's arbiters of fame are Anthony.
Hello.
Lewis.
Hello.
And me, Brian. And on tonight's show, we are going to decide which anime from 1999 are worthy of the term famous. 1999, the year of The Matrix, The Phantom Menace, South Park Bigger, Longer and Uncut, Britney Spears' Baby One More Time was the best-selling single of the year.
What? That feels like it's older than...
Well, the cartoons. You got Batman Beyond, or Batman of the Future, as I think it was known in the UK. Family Guy started. Futurama started. The PJ started.
Wow, I've not heard the PJs for ages. Was that a Claymation show?
It was, yes. I think, like, launched, like, in a block with Futurama, if I remember correctly. Weirdly, 1999 seems closer to me than 2004 did.
It's a quality year.
Yeah, I think that might have something to do with it. So, as always, we will discuss the shows and then any arguments for their fame before voting at the end of the show. We can then each pick up to four shows that we think deserve to enter the Famous Anime Podcast's Hall of Anime Fame. Any show that gets two votes is in. Two votes. So there's three of us. That's correct. If you do not, you don't have to pick four. If you only think three, two, one, or none, then deserve it, then vote accordingly. If a show does not enter this time, it still has a chance if it crops up on a later podcast topic. But if it fails four times, it is out. Before we start, we should mention that two shows from 1999 are already in the Hall of Fame. Hunter x Hunter and One Piece.
Ooh.
So, forget about them. They're not in the running. But they might give you a line of, like, probably not, because they're quite high up on the line of fame, particularly One Piece. But we kick off tonight with The Big O. This is a show about...
Sorry, I've just heard the most wailing exhaust.
Okay.
A biker gang come to get Lewis.
Yeah. This is a show which answers the question, what if Batman had a robot? A giant robot. Which, actually, since then, Batman has had giant robots. Yeah, Roger Smith is the negotiator in Paradigm City, assisted by R. Dorothy Wainwright.
His trusted assistant. Paradigm City?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same city from Botsmaster?
It might be, I don't know.
It's everywhere else.
Was it Dr. Paradigm? Maybe it's Dr. Paradigm.
It might be Dr. Paradigm. I'm only familiar, really, with the Botsmaster's theme tune, because a friend of mine used to sing it. And also the fact that it was supposed to be in, like, 3D.
I had those 3D shades.
Okay.
I think I sent my postal order. Yeah, they didn't do much.
There's an episode called A Tale of Two Paradigms in Botmaster.
Maybe that's ties in to The Big O.
Yeah.
So this ran for original 13 episodes, and then Cartoon Network loved it so much they co-produced another 13 episodes. And it is tangentially related, maybe, to Tiger and Bunny and Double Decker.
Ooh.
Definitely shares staff
one?
With Tiger and Bunny, and also there's an episode which is a clear reference to The Big O, and the Double Decker is supposedly part of the Tiger and Bunny animation project. It is unclear how that happens, how that is the case, but it also has like a plot point which is either a homage or a reference or a direct connection to Big O.
Everything should be linked with Big O. Everything.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's great.
I know Niall would berate me for having not seen this. I think it's one of his favourites. It's on the list to watch. I don't know if it's available on any streaming services. It's been on my list, just never got round to it. It's probably like halfway, so other things trump it.
It's such a quick watch as well, but it only being 26, and obviously that's two seasons. You could watch a series, chill out, and then go back to season two.
I'm going to see where it's available. The Big O streaming.
Oh, dodgy.
High Dive.
I should get on that at some point.
I think this is famous, you know. I'm going to go on a limb here. Even without the ties to Tiger and Bunny and Double Decker.
Well, yeah, I think its big strong argument for it is that Cartoon Network, it was popular enough for Cartoon Network to get more episodes made.
That's a big deal.
I may agree with you that I know of it. I know it's famous. I know that people liked it and made a big deal out of it.
But there might be other things from this year, particularly as we have our rule of if it's part of a franchise, the whole franchise goes in. it may be tough for it to get in on this episode. Also, I did some Google Trends because there's another cartoon in the US which came out this year called Max Steel, which I think has had multiple versions of it as well. And this is more famous than Max Steel, but it is not as famous as Hamtaro. Which I think is exciting.
I didn't know Max Steel was a thing until just now.
Okay.
Well, that's got a live action associated with it, whereas this doesn't.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe it's kicked it out now.
Yeah, this is a borderline for me, and it may not cross that border due to other things.
Depends on what else is there, I'll say the same. But I definitely remember people talking about this. I feel like this was a 2006-2007 AnimeCon talking point.
I'm trying to remember when I saw some of it. 2001? Yeah, it'd be 2001 at the Liverpool AnimeCon. The one where I had to argue that I'd got a ticket.
Thing is, I can't imagine, I still don't think that many people like it. So I think even if people did watch it at the con, people wouldn't come out being like, oh, you've got to see the Big O. I don't think it's that kind of show. I think I like it a lot, but...
It's a mecha show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's a hit among mech people.
Yeah.
I'm not a mech guy. I love Big O.
It's also a hit among people who like Batman the Animated Series, because clearly the people who made it liked Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, definitely.
In fact, one of the car guys I listen to stuff that he does, who's also, he likes the Japanese stuff, he talks about the Big O. And he's in like his 30s or 40s. So I think...
30s and 40s might be the right age.
Yeah.
For it.
I think it depends what you were watching on... And because of it's American as well. I think the Toonami thing was bigger in America than here.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know whether it aired over here at all.
What, you don't know whether this did?
Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that answers that question then.
It was on Network.
Yeah, I'd never had satellite, so I'd never know what was airing on satellite in the 2000s.
It obviously didn't have the second series, but the first... That's why I think it's more famous than what I've realised, because people watched it at school. People like who weren't really into anime or anything like that, people watched it because it was on Cartoon Network.
People who were at school watched it. Okay, right. I suppose people watched it at school.
I think this was second wave I'd call it a second wave Toonami.
I can't remember when this... Which batch this was in.
You're going to have to figure this all out, Anthony, and we're going to have to do a Toonami version of Man v Feud, and you're going to have to lead it all.
Oh, gosh.
Because the first batch would have been like Gundam Wing and the original Dragon Ball episodes. And, what's the other one? Was Escaflowne on Toonami?
No.
Really?
You're thinking of Outlaw Star.
Maybe.
It was on something, and it had a terrible dub, I know that.
Was it not a Fox thing?
It might have been Fox.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it might be
Jetix or whatever it was called.
Anyway, it's not on this list. Next on the list is Cyborg Kuro-chan, which ran for 66 TV episodes. It is essentially Cyborg 009, but with a cat.
Felix a cat.
Yeah, very much
Felix.
Similar to that design. So this is a thing which shows up in anime fan survey sites in Japan in their top 10 lists for 1999. But I think the problem it has is that it didn't last long enough compared to its competitors in the kids market. Because compared to like, Shin-chan or Chibi Maruko-chan or Doraemon or Anpan Man, 66 episodes is quite a short run.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I don't recognize this guy.
I do.
Yeah, you might do, because I've played the theme tune in at least two different panels.
I like this design for cats. And like, I'm looking at other characters from the show and I like that look. I think it's...
Are these meant to be his two ears? Because of one of them's in a very awkward position.
He's listening. It's twitching.
He is, but it's like if you took the ear and then rotated it down a bit further and then twisted it around. It
looks like a beak.
It's the Mickey Mouse approach to drawing ears. Or the Peppa Pig approach to drawing faces, where all the Peppa Pig designs are such that any toys for Peppa Pig look nothing like the cartoon, because they were not designed to be represented in three dimensions. So there is an English dub from Animax Asia, which were on YouTube. I didn't double check to see if they're still on YouTube, but I remember people had put episodes up on YouTube of it.
Another one to ask his co-worker to watch.
Call back to the previous episode. But yeah, I think this, despite its popularity probably amongst people who watched it as a kid in Japan, I don't think it's going to beat other things. Couldn't have mushed it. Next on the list is DigiCarrot. So this ran initially for 16 episodes. Then it had assorted TV specials and TV episodes between 1999 and 2006, which came in batches of 4, 1, 4, 4, 2, and 2. It also had a film. It also had an 8-episode OVA. It had a spin-off slash remake called Panyu Panyu DigiCarrot for 48 episodes. That was one which, rather than being aimed at otaku, was aimed at kids. And then Neo DigiCarrot, which was basically a retelling, which ran for 102 episodes. And this is the tale of two alien cat girls who get jobs working at the Akihabara Shop Gamers, the very real Shop Gamers.
I feel as though this just sits in the crowd with every other thing that's like this, which I'm sure is totally wrong if you're into this kind of thing. But it's just another cute thing in the crowd.
Isn't a regular on the podcast, isn't his Twitter handle related to this?
Well, he hasn't been on the podcast, but yes, he was. Did
out. I hope he's listening, and I hope he's furious. Yes.
I would agree with you, Anthony, for everything past the initial season, because the initial season is pretty acerbic and mean-spirited. And then it just becomes kind of softer and tweer.
Oh, I don't like
the
twee.
Further it goes along. Panyu Panyu DigiCarrot, the kids one, is somehow a bit more enjoyable from what the original turns into, because it's just going for gags from what I remember of it. And then Neo DigiCarrot is just wretched. I think they go to school in that or something instead of working at advertising a shop.
I don't know if this is an age thing for me. I kind of remember watching this, but it's very high voices.
But comically high. At least
I know people that this appeals to. It's not one for me.
I mean, around early 2000s, this was everywhere, obviously, from what I described, 1999 to 2006. It was regular. You'd be like, oh, there's some new DigiCarrot. And then I'd watch it and I'd be disappointed because it never lived up to those first 16 episodes. I do own it on DVD, but that's no arbiter of fame.
That's the anti-fame.
I feel that this was very of its time. I think at the time there were...
Maids
this is one of those things that people wear maid outfits, and there's a lot of crossplays for it before, we don't so much have crossplay anymore, but like when people were going for like the jokey or the ironic gender swap cosplay back in the early 2000s, I feel like this was one of those things that was being done.
See, I wouldn't be able to even differentiate. That's why I think it's just a face in a crowd. You chuck on a maid thing and cat ears, it could be anything.
Giant bells, so that's how you differentiate it, Anthony.
Is that the thing? Ah, right.
So I remember stuff like this. So I think I remember like the earlier UK anime cons, or I say early for me, which was like 2005, 2006, and 2007. People be doing stuff like this, but also like, do you remember Man Lee? So that Manly is sort of an infamous cosplay. I think that was tongue-in-cheek, although nowadays I'm no longer sure.
Oh, the Chun-Li thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's done other things in that same vein, so I don't know.
Yeah. But this show itself, I don't have any particularly strong positive feelings towards. No negative either, it's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
Famous. Seen it.
Next up, well, it's compared to, look, but all of these things have got a degree of relevance.
I mean, is it famous, though? Ish.
It's famous-ish. No. It's not famous enough.
If I get off the train in Akihabara, I do see these things at the gamers.
Yeah, you will.
So it's their mascots. So, as much as I wouldn't want to put it in there, it's like, I see it every time I'm in Japan.
Yeah, I think it's, if you're the sort of person going to gamers, you know who these characters are. But yeah, outside of otaku-dom, it's nowhere near Hunter x Hunter or One Piece.
Are there four gamers shops outside? Where are four gamers shops located?
I think they used to have one in California, because I know they were part of Sync Point, weren't they? That's where the original release in America came
from. I don't even
from.
Know what these four gamer thing...
It's a chain.
Oh.
So they,
four is in the number four, yeah?
Yeah.
Gamers.
And I can't remember if they've got shops outside of Akihabara. Oh, you type in four gamers, it's a bad Google search.
I was
going
to say, I don't know four. It's just gamers, it's not four gamers.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. Still never heard of them.
I thought it was four gamers. Gamers.
Well, that might be something else, but this is gamers. This is... Anyway.
They might...
Moving along.
Yeah, we can move on.
Digimon Adventure! This ran for 54 episodes, then another 50 episodes. It had four initial movies, and it's had another six movies recently as the Digimon Adventure Tri sequel.
Which I must finish.
Then there's been 51 episodes and two films of Digimon Tamers. One film and 50 episodes of Digimon Frontier. One film and 48 episodes of Digimon Data Squad. 54 and then another 25 episodes of Digimon Fusion. And 52 episodes of Digimon Universe App Monsters.
I didn't even know about that last one.
No, I didn't either till I was going through this list. So this is basically the Tamagotchi spin-off for people who wanted fighting with their Tamagotchis.
I have watched quite a lot of what's on here. I've watched a big chunk of Tamers. I've watched all of the original season one and season two and all the various films, whatever flavor you want to chop them up into. I watched Frontier, so I watched that with my wife because she's quite into it. Data Squad was a Disney dub when I got hold of those episodes, so I watched one and done. I did watch a fair bit of Fusion, because Fusion was called Cross Wars in Japan, maybe?
Yeah.
I watched that up to a point. I think Digimon's got to be up there with Famous. I know we're not voting yet, but it's so well known.
The thing is, though, I can't help but compare it to Pokemon, and I just think it's a poor man's Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, it is a poor man's Pokemon, but it's a rich man's Monster Rancher.
Oh, but Monster Rancher had a ton of games.
Didn't have a games ton of anime,
games mean fame.
Though.
Games means fame.
Doesn't mean a ton of anime, though. I mean, Digimon's had a ton of games.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it is definitely famous.
Doesn't Digimon predate Pokemon?
I can't remember exactly what.
Even if it did, it would still be a
for our purposes.
Pokemon.
Yeah, my opinion is yes, it's famous. It's not it's not a stable franchise, and we'll get to another unstable franchise further down the line as we go through this episode. But yeah, they keep on bringing it back, and they've literally brought back the original with Try in recent years. I think where they've realised, oh, the kids who watched it are now going to be nostalgic enough and they can afford to fork out to go and get these films.
Yeah, I think when it's more, it works better when it's more basic formula, when they try not to go a bit too nuts.
Yeah.
So.
And it gave us Mamoru
Hosoda. Just for the info, Pokemon's 97, Digimon was 99.
Yeah, but when were the toys out though?
Yeah, I'm sure that Digimon's before then.
The franchise Pokemon was created in 95. And Digimon.
97 for the toys.
97. There you go.
Tamagotchis were 96.
One of my stepbrother had a Digimon Tamagotchi. That was quite good fun. He used to shake it to make it digivolve and stuff.
Probably around. That's a good idea, yeah.
Around the batteries flat on that.
Then we've got Great Teacher Onizuka, or GTO. And that ran for 43 TV episodes. But there was also a previous year, there was a 1998 live-action TV series. There was a live-action film in 99. There was another live-action TV series in 2012. There was GTO in Taiwan in 2014. And also another live-action TV show in 2014.
I think there's another live action in Korean or Chinese as well.
Yes.
It's been remade loads of times for live action.
So in this, a former motorcycle gang member and virgin sets out to become the greatest teacher ever.
Could you include in this as well Shonen Agumi and the other one?
Yeah, I don't think they have any effect on its fame, but yes, the other related. The prequels and spin-off and whatnot, yeah.
GTO's got a current manga running as well, so that they've done. So this all runs from the GTO manga.
Yeah.
But then there's been follow-up GTO mangas, and then the current one's doing quite well. But the author's apparently quite famous for being lazy and taking time off.
Well.
So the author is quite like GTO in that he likes to do sort of the minimum amount of work possible.
Well, you're raking in those TV rights. You don't have to worry about it.
I think we will see another GTO anime within 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I can see them coming back to this.
I think they're going to wait for him to actually finish the manga to do it in a run. But I think we'll get another show.
Because it was big. It got in massive ratings. And I think because of its the continual return to the material in various forms means people have not stopped remembering GTO. And it's a fairly unforgettable series. And our friend Ivan hates it.
Because he's the greatest teacher.
That's true, yes.
I think it's got some of the best... The openings for GTO are really unforgettable.
Yeah, they are.
If you've never seen GTO, go on YouTube the openings and you'll want to watch the show.
Yeah, for YouTube, I believe it's on Crunchyroll.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Which means I can finally
if you want
watch...
to watch the openings, you could YouTube the intro.
Yeah, I should really watch the episodes from the last two volumes of the DVDs I never bought. Yeah, so I'd say GTO is more famous than Big O, if we're talking about things which ended from this episode.
Don't try and influence vote to you.
I'm just saying, Big O's not had a bunch of live-action versions of it.
Doesn't need one. Doesn't need one. It's got one it's got.
GTO is in my top favourite shows anyway. I've rewatched it and reread it a few times.
I was never super in love. I mean, I like it, but I don't know. Maybe I'll be the difficult one this week and leave it off the list.
Well, it takes two of us to get it on there.
It does.
Okay. Next up is Infinite Revius, or is it Rivius? I don't know. I've never seen it, and I've never heard anyone say
this
title out loud. So this ran for 26 episodes. It is all about teenagers stuck in deep space on a spaceship, as best as I can tell from the massive synopsis on Wikipedia. My feeling is this is comparable to Big O in that the fandom it has hung on to it dearly. But, not necessarily picked up any more people along the way.
I get the feeling that if there was a panel on this, there'd be all of 8 people in the room fondly remembering it.
But they're all experts on it.
Yeah. But 2 of them deeply disagree about key characters.
Yeah.
Have any of you seen it, either of you?
I have not.
No, and just looking at this, I have no interest.
What I presume is the alien in the background there. I'm looking at other pictures of her, and she's dressed like a dark magician. Dark magician girl kind of outfit. I just don't like the look of it.
Having just watched the third part of Godzilla yesterday, I've got no desire to watch something that looks similar to it.
Well, this is the guy who did the Gundam Seed designs.
Yeah, I can sort of imagine that means a bunch of these characters sleep together and have awkward conversations.
I'm not a big science fiction fan, so I'm more curious to see how it lines up against other things in a similar vein that I also haven't watched, but we may end up watching some episodes in the anime.
I want to watch this, I've decided.
Well,
it's tough. Drama.
You weren't 8 to 10 years old during 1999. You can't pick it. You have to wait for...
Sure I was.
There's no way you're going to watch all of this.
Heck no. But I'd watch an episode.
But are you going to watch all of Ojimaju Dorome? This ran for four seasons, 51, 49, 50, and 51 TV episodes. So 4 solid years. It got 2 movies and 13 OAVs, and it's been, according to Wikipedia, light novels into 2015. Maybe be beyond that if no one's updated the Wikipedia page. It is all about a primary school girl who becomes a witch's apprentice.
Maybe he will watch it.
This is the show which was in the slot currently occupied by the past 20 years of Pretty Cure.
Just like, looks like Little Witch Academia to me.
It does look like a chibi version of Sailor Moon mixed with Little Witch Academia.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, I think Sailor Moon was in their slot as well. Years previous. It's that Magical Girl show slot, which occasionally didn't have Magical Girl shows in. Because I think in between this and Pretty Cure, it was Tomorrow's Nadia, we watched a bunch of episodes of.
I like that.
I know.
I think if I were to look at... I don't know about this before. Obviously, it seems like it's popular at the time, but probably cheap to produce. I've never heard anyone talk about this.
Oh, I have. I think it had a dub as well. I think
was it 5 minute episodes or was this full?
No, half hour.
Oh Jesus!
It had a dub as well. I think you two are too old, and I'm just too much of a maniac to know that it had a dub. I think it was on like one of those bottom level kids satellite channels in the UK, maybe. Magical Day is what it's called in English.
This is like a 7:38 a.m. show, isn't it?
Yeah, 4 Kids Entertainment did it.
Mm.
I'm voting for this because...
What?
Because it got massive ratings. It ran for 4 seasons.
Well, so did Digicarrot had its... But Batchworth as well, short instances.
Only was allowed a few episodes and shoved in the middle of the night.
Allowed.
Whereas this was prime...
These designs are more...
Prime time Sunday morning stuff.
Better designs. They stand out more and more memorable.
Yeah.
But... Oh, I think you'll be on your own here.
Oh, do you want me to break out the Google Trends for you, mate?
Let's have it then. Let's have the stats... Put this against Big O.
Okay, right, let me just clear this out.
I'm fighting for Big O tonight.
Change it to worldwide.
You'd love his car in Big O, Lewis.
The Big O, Japanese animated series. And Ojimaju Dorome animated series.
Come on.
It crushes Big O.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other way around.
No.
Damn it. Who's searching this stuff?
Oh, what the hell? Oh, I just got 2 pings in my ear. I got the one from Brian, and then I just got Windows protection.
Ooh. Oh, they are definitely linked.
Oh, as I said, Windows Defender did not find any threats. Fuck off.
Oh. Anyway, I should have a link in the Discord chat if you want to see for yourself.
So why is it not going up to... Oh, it is 20.
Oh, I didn't realise you could do this. Figure.
So it says, like, number 5. It has, like, the number 5 next to the Big O. Does that mean 5 people searched for it? Is that all?
No, I can't remember exactly how it works. No, it's not the number of people who searched.
Could we do this for Aunt Askew versus PewDiePie?
Do whatever you want. Well, I don't like this. It was big in 2004, though.
Related queries. Big O Fest. Big O Music Fest. Big O Wiki. Things I can't explain. Big O Worldwide.
Yeah, so take your big O and shove it, mate. It's
it's
all about these witches.
Ah, God.
I'm not feeling the witches personally.
That's only because you've not heard of them, but I assure you, compared to other things, think about where I think they're bigger. They're bigger than Infinite Rivius. They're bigger than
Digicarrot,
bigger than Cyborg Kurochan, bigger than Big O so far, I would say.
Don't let him influence you, Lewis. Don't let him. You can
I have my
this.
Convictions.
You can vote for Big O. You can vote for Big O if you want.
Anyway, next up, Two Heart.
Now we're talking.
This ran for two seasons of 13 TV episodes each. Then there was a sequel, Two Heart 2, which ran for 13 TV episodes. Then four lots of OVAs in chunks of three, and then three lots of two. And then there's also Two Heart 2, Dungeon Travelers 2. Dungeon Travelers, and there was two OVAs of that. So this was based on a visual novel fuck game that was defucked for the PlayStation around this time. And 1999, I was buying... This was like the tail end of me buying Japanese anime magazines, and you just couldn't turn a page without seeing characters from Two Heart. And I still don't know why one of the girls is a robot.
Is she a robot, or they're just like fancy AirPods?
She's a robot.
Ah, damn it.
I'm familiar with the name, but nothing else.
Yeah.
I've never
this
really played.
This looks so
H2.
Of its time.
It does.
This is so of its time.
I think, yeah, in terms of, it was even, this is very much of its time, because it's like earlier 90s, you'd point to Tokimeki Memorial, I think it was called.
I've got a sneaky feeling I've seen this on Itasha.
Oh yeah, this looks very Itasha. This is the, I think people Itashering things up are probably still hanging on to these character designs.
Yeah, I think this is kind of, the whole point of Itasha is to sort of stand out and be loud and antisocial, but not. And this is sort of the kind of thing, if it's based on H games, then yeah.
There's someone in Didcot with a Deadpool Itashered up car.
I want pictures.
Is it the colours black and red, or is it like...
No, it's got it's got Deadpool all over it. Deadpool catchphrases written all over it.
Is it as good as the Jaguar that Askew sent me pictures of that he may have sent on Twitter as well? The Tron Jaguar.
I think I was doing it on Instagram.
Oh, that was...
Brian hasn't got Instagram.
No.
That is vile.
What's a Deadpool quote anyway? What's he say?
Bang, 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 bang.
I can't remember now. I can't remember the quotes, but they were written all
just
over it.
Think of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, bang, these bang, were bang, these were the movie it. Quotes. These were Ryan Reynolds stuff.
Oh, right.
Because it was, it was images from the film cartoonized.
Oh, I thought you meant that Wolverine film, Deadpool.
Yeah, that's the one. Weird choice.
That would be such a great one.
Used to be someone in my hometown who had, they were a sign painting company, and their van had the Dirty Pair on the, painted on the bonnet of the car.
Is there any like Seinfeld Itasha cars or anything?
Anyway. I think you're very specific.
Because that'd be hilarious. There's a gap in the market.
And how big is that market?
I'd buy it.
Yeah. Would it be John Voight's car, though?
What's John Voight's car?
Oh, you Seinfeld dummy. Do you not remember that? That running line through
all
the
big... Oh, right,
the
right.
The car that George had bought, thinking it belonged to John Voight.
That's a grim car.
And then they look at the papers, and it's John Voight with an H in the job. Based on a real occurrence which happened to the writer.
I feel like I'm going to subscribe to it. I need to find an account on Instagram that does Itasha.
Yeah. Now, I feel bad about taking people. If the guy was there, I'd have asked to take a photo, but I'm not going to take a photo of his car when he's not there.
That's the best time to do it.
Yeah, I know, but I feel bad about doing it. I've got to blur out the number plate then, like I had to do for the Bagpuss car. that one
just
I did.
Don't get it in shot.
That wasn't attached up, though. That was just the insides were all decorated with Bagpuss stuff. And well, no, technically, he did have one sticker. The owner had put a stripe along the car to make it slightly more like Bagpuss on the outside. But all the interior was fur-lined with the same colour fur as Bagpuss. Anyway,
I'm now looking for Itasha cars.
Moving on, we've got to finish this podcast. Mobile Suit Gundam, based on the fact that in 1999, Turn A Gundam came out.
All right, we're going for the whole of Gundam?
We're the whole of Gundam, we're judging. Do you think the whole of Gundam is famous?
Oof.
Don't list them, Brian.
I wrote them all in the document.
Yeah, but just in case you started going through.
Yeah, now I'm looking at it. Yeah, maybe I won't list them all out. Anyway, between 1979 and 2019, there has been a degree of Gundam released.
Unbelievable, really.
To the fact, I think it takes up 5 pages in our notes. So, what is Gundam about? It's giant robots in space, supposedly marginally more realistic than giant robots had ever been in space previously.
Apart from when they go through matter.
Use that as a selling line?
Well, because...
More realistic than...
Slightly, but when you actually go and watch it, you're like, oh no, some of this stuff is...
Stupid.
Stupid because that's the toy designer had designed the toys before they'd had to then wedge it into a serious story.
I think Gundam, the original Gundams, more accurate than some of the other stuff that comes later along. Although some stuff in the original Gundam's still stupid.
Yeah, like the main spaceship looks like a horse. Because I imagine at some point the toy designer thought that spaceship's going to turn into a horse.
And there's... So you've got RX-78, which is normalish, but then there's a tank one?
Yeah. There's a gun tank and gun cannon.
I mean, maybe the gun tank's actually more accurate because you think, oh, we've got tanks at the moment.
That's much more sensible, yeah.
But as it moves on, they all get a bit stupid. The one you've used for the image is from Turner Gundam. Is Turner Gundam where it's all different countries?
Turner Gundam is the one... No, that's G Gundam. Turner Gundam is the one which is set in the main universe, but like way in the future. And it's Sid Mead mecha designs.
Because this one's just got like a moustache.
Yeah.
I think you'd be very, very hard pushed to say that Gundam isn't famous.
No.
It's just ridiculously famous. I mean, it makes its way into normal pop culture references in which it found its way into that film that came out last year. Found us went to Ready Player One. We've got basically Gundam, the Western film, which is declaring the apocalypse. So I can't remember. Pacific Rim.
Yeah, that's so. That's not Gundam.
Yeah, near enough.
I mean, it probably wouldn't exist without Gundam, but oh no, it may well have existed without Gundam.
I suppose there's more Mazinger.
Yeah, and Godzilla. More. Ultraman.
Evangelion.
Yeah, Ultraman by way of Evangelion, because Evangelion's a blooming Ultraman parody in the first place. Anyway, my notes just say it's Mobile Suit fucking Gundam. Of course it's famous.
I find it hard to disagree. There's a couple shows with Gundam which are my top favourites. I really like Double O. Seed's alright. Age is pretty decent. Orphans is kind of... I've not finished it yet. I call it Orphans, it's Iron-Blooded. I call it Gundam No Parents, actually. Iron-Blooded Orphans.
Irritable Bell Orphans. Yeah, IBO. Yeah.
But that feels like it tried to capture other stuff. I think we're still waiting for a good Gundam again, since 00. Oh, since Age, actually.
It's Gundam Build Fighters, mate.
I know they keep running Unicorn as well.
I think Gundam limps on, not gaining any new fans. But
I feel like it needs a break. it needs a break. It needs to come back in a big way.
Well, I don't think it does. I think it just, it tried with age.
Has Mecha peaked?
Yes, it peaked in, when did it peak? Somewhere in the 1990s.
What's that show with the girl that fights her mum and they fight these mecha robot toys? It was really, really big the year it came out. And they've got these like toys that they control with their mind, and she ends up, it's like a tournament thing.
Angelic Layer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah,
I
that's.
I think it might just be the peaks then.
Yeah, well, yeah, because that's the one where it's the proxy battling thing took over from Mecha as being what kids were into.
When was Angelic Layer? 99.
But that
99 to 2001, yeah. It's, but oh wait, maybe that was the manga.
That's probably the manga. But that's essentially Clamp's homage to Plaris Sanshiro from the '80s. The weird thing which didn't kick off the proxy battling, even though it is quite clearly everything for the proxy battling genre is laid out in there, and it even has the same director as Pokemon. But we'll get to that probably on a future podcast.
Ooh.
Finally, more giant robots, this time of an animal shape. We are talking Zoids, which has had 5 different series. Chaotic Century, which ran for 67 TV episodes. New Century, which ran for 26. Fusals, which ran for another 26. Genesis, which ran for 50. And then currently airing in Japan at the moment, Wild, which is currently at 28 TV episodes. And it's all about selling Tomy's robot animal toys.
I feel like it has massively failed in that, Mark. When we were kids, so when I was growing up, my family, especially mum, didn't have a huge amount of money. And one year we got these Zoids for Christmas in these massive boxes, like, I want to say between 8 and 9, maybe 10. And it was great, but I think that it was when Zoids flopped and that they were much cheaper in the following years. So I think my mum managed to get them for like a fraction of the price of what they should have been. So I think that some of these Zoids things would have been like £100 presents at certain points. And I think maybe that they got scooped up when they were like 20 quid or something. And they were really awesome toys, but I wasn't aware of any cartoon or shows.
Yeah, the toys are excellent. My awareness of Zoids was in the 80s, between 86 and 87, when Marvel put out the comic Spider-Man and Zoids.
And it was these Zoids?
It was the same toys. A lot of the designs have stayed relatively similar throughout. But it was an entirely original storyline created by Marvel UK writers.
I'm fairly sure the ones I had, they had batteries and mechanics and stuff.
Yeah, they all do. They either have batteries or they have clockwork.
Were properly good things to put together because you had to build the whole thing, didn't you?
Yes, you did, yeah. No, Zoids are great. They're fantastic toys, but the cartoons have singularly failed to sell them into the West. Even though a bunch of these have aired in America, at least, maybe in the UK as well.
It's one that I'm nostalgic for, but not for the reasons of the show.
I like the big Triceratops one. He was battery operated. And Brother definitely had like the Stingray type one, which had like polystyrene floats so it could swim in the bath. That was clockwork, obviously, not battery, that one. I think we may have had some more. And then later on, my brother bought me a newer version of that, Stingray one, in the early 2000s. So probably tied into one of these anime.
I'm trying to find some 90s ones, I think we had the Stegosaurus one that I'm looking at. I think we had What is this one here? There's one that looks like a Stegosaurus. Did you say Stegosaurus one?
I had the Triceratops one, which is one of the red ones. Because in the era I was getting them, they were like either the blue Zoids or the red Zoids.
Ours were all like these grey.
Yeah.
The like the grey and see-through ones. I think we might have had three or four. And I think there was a couple of big ones and a couple of small ones. So I think when those things came out, they were quite expensive, but I suspect that they were picked up in, not the bargain bucket, but clearance stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I don't mind. They were great.
Redhorn the Terrible. That's the one. That's the big one.
Oh, what a name.
Oh, he's the black Zoids and the red Zoids, rather, not blue. Okay, I'm looking at that. Yeah, no, they're, I mean, yeah.
I think because of Lego Technics was a big thing, I remember getting these and thinking, these are great. They're so much better than the Technics stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Cause there's a similar sort of thing of clockwork or battery. Little engines.
Well, you nerds were playing with toys. I watched a bit of this. I was watching it.
But you didn't buy any of the toys.
No, heck no.
So which ones have you seen? Or do you not know which ones you've seen?
I couldn't tell you. I just remember. It's the animal aspect that I remember that makes it stand out rather than just generic robot stuff.
Sure oh, wait, what's the actual storyline?
Oh, God. I think it changes with each series. I'm not sure how much continuity there is between any of them.
I'm sure it was a Fox Kids show. Or maybe an IT, was it ITV?
Again, wrong age to, no.
I'm sure it was on our TVs.
Yeah, it would have to be on a commercial thing, I think, for its blatant toy-selling connection.
Hmm. Unless I haven't... I mean, maybe I haven't seen it. Maybe it wasn't, but I'm sure it was.
New Century Zero... what was Zoids New Century is the first to appear on American TV.
What year was that?
Let me take a look. Bit of Zoids detective work here. Zoids Fusers aired on America's Cartoon Network, but was ended halfway through the series. So it looks like those two are probably the only choices you've had. Fusers or New
Maybe
Century.
I dreamt it. Or maybe like, not dreamt it, but maybe I just haven't seen it.
2001 was New Century. It was just called Zoids by the looks of things on the UK or the US box set.
It looks familiar. I'll never know. I'm going to say I did. Yeah. I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah, the Wikipedia pages only list Australian and US channels.
Oh, well. This is famous.
I'm getting my list ready.
It's a weird one, because, yeah, it feels like the... Yeah, it's both are neither quite as famous as they should be.
I feel like Zoids is one of those that if you mention it, people go, oh yeah, that thing. And that's where that conversation stops.
You leave the room.
Unless they were the ones who got the toys for whatever reason. And then you're friends for life. Because you're like, yeah, they were excellent.
But then when we talk about the animals, like, what was the show about? No idea.
An exciting sound. Right. I was typing in our picks.
Oh, we started, have we? Yeah, let's do this.
Let's see.
I'm ready.
Cyborg Kuro-chan.
I'm ready.
I'm not. It's up to four, isn't it?
Up to four, yes.
Oh, mine are out of order already in terms of alphabetical, so it'll make it harder to... Zoids.
It's blatantly not in your list.
I'm going to get wrong for this.
Now, I was tempted by some of those Zoids Wild toys because they're in nice, like, weird pastel colours.
I've seen them in the shops when I'm over there, and I'd kind of be... They're not, like, stupid money.
No, that's the other good thing about them is they're not... They're relatively cheap toys.
But it might be one of those, if I had kids, I'd be tempted to get something like that for them.
But I was too busy spending stupid money on things from Japan last year, so.
But it's much cheaper to go out there and spend thousands of pounds on a holiday to save the £20 on the model.
Well, I'm ready.
Buying Pop Team Epic merchandise. I'm ready. Hit that enter button.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. There we go.
Okay, so going in are the Big O. Gundam, GTO, Digimon. That's it. Yeah.
There's some synchronicity at play.
Yes. Neither of them voted for Ojimaji Dorome, despite me giving them evidence that it was more famous than the Big O.
I think they were doctored evidence. Favoritism. Yeah, I think they were photoshopped.
It's Flint the Time Detective all over again.
Hell yes.
I've never heard of it, and I think
that's no no reason to say it's not famous. You're not the be-all and end-all of what is and isn't famous.
Sure he is.
I think if I was to sit in a room at an anime convention, I think I'd have chosen what people would go for.
Yeah, that, but we're not talking about an anime convention.
I'm talking about what I think is famous. I think that he's the bigger. I'd have conceded Digimon, but I don't know Ojimaru. Digimon's the one I'd concede to if it's pushing other things out. I think Gundam and GTO are way up there.
Well, the list is spoken. I don't know what else to say.
That's fine. No, upset. I mean, Ojimaji Dorome's got all the chances to get in. Because when we stick it in episode... if we stick an episode full of magical girls, then it will get in, probably.
He who writes history. Yeah. He who writes history wins, or something like that. Who wins the war with writes history.
Yeah. He who schedules the podcast. No, yes, I'm sure you'll hear complaints.
From who?
From DigiCarrots.
All right, yeah. Fair enough.
Righty-ho, that wraps everything up for another famous anime podcast. No, it's nowhere near as bad as voting in Flint the Time Detective. No matter what people, which way they vote. And even Flint the Time Detective is not as bad as Dot Hack Sign.
That's famous. Dot Hack's famous.
I feel like Dot Hack is that stupidly famous amongst PlayStation 2 owners that were just into anime.
Yes.
Sadly.
Righty ho. Yes, we have to get some different voices in. Throw some more curveballs in. Righty ho. That wraps everything up. Let me check the schedule to see what we're doing next week. If indeed we know what we're doing next week. Oh, we do know what we're doing next week. Next week is the very first episode of the anime that didn't make us. A look back at cartoons from our childhood, which we never got to see because they weren't airing in the countries we were growing up in at the time. And Niall Flanagan will be joining us, and we're going to be talking about the first episodes of Captain Tsubasa, Fushigi Yugi, and the first episode of the 1995 version of Bono Bono. So, football, travelling to different worlds, and a sea otter.
Cool.
So, see you then. Goodbye.
Sleep well, and good night.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Let me just get Craig back in here.
Get here, Craig.
Now recording.
Thanks, Craig.